it was either snow or ice or rain, so it was really a nice break. It was a beautiful trip, so we really enjoyed it, and it's certainly very nice to be here. I hope you all have a good feast so far. I do. It seems like, to me at least, every year should be a better feast than the year before. You know, it gets better as time goes. It gets more meaningful as it goes. I may give a few short news from Mr. Meeker. Mr. Meeker is traveling again, and he's in Africa right now, but he went to Mauritius first. How many of you know where Mauritius is? Not too many, not at all. Okay. Mauritius is a small island in the Indian Ocean. Have you heard of Madagascar? Okay, so at least you know where Madagascar is. This is a big island. And, well, east of that, you have the island of Réunion, and then a little further, Réunion is French, and then the island of Mauritius is a little further than that. I think it's about, 4 hours from South Africa, basically, since we took a plane a few years back, it's how much it took us, anyway. So it's a tiny little island. In Mauritius, we have like about 4 or 5 members. They're getting... They're a small group, like you, even smaller than you are, but they've been faithful for many years, and so we keep in touch with them. I directed the feast there about 3 years in a row, and this year I will be in France, as far as we know. And but it's a nice little group, and they certainly appreciate your prayers. And you know, it feels lonely there, but they certainly like the news, hear about everything that's happening in the States and whatever. So he went there first, and then he went to Réunion Island, which is French, and we only have one family there. So that's Mr. and Mrs. Prodigue. Actually, in Mauritius, his brother's there. So there's Mr. and Mrs. Prodigue in Mauritius as well. And then we have Suzette. What's the last name? Then I forget the last name. I forget things more and more often now. But anyway, so we have Suzette, and then we have... another lady who's there, so that's the names will come back later, probably. I've reached the age where you have senior moments more often than you wish you had, so if my memory fails, I'm just like some of you anyway, so that's the way to go. So then he went to Réunion, spent a little time there, then went to, after that, I believe he went to Rwanda. Through Kenya, and so Rwanda, he was there for a little while. We have quite a sizable number of people in Rwanda. And then over there, he spent some time. They have the 20th anniversary of the genocide, the 1994 genocide. It's very sobering. There's a lot of things. How many of you have read his blog before? A few of you. I think it's good. It's really fascinating. It's really interesting. If you've not done so, and if you have the opportunity to do it, please do it on the computer. You probably can go through the church site and get there. But he always writes little stories, everything he does every day. And so he was in Rwanda. And then Daniel Harper, who's one of our newly ordained ministers, went with him. And then he's going to be with him for a little while. So Rwanda, now they're in Burundi, as far as I think so. I think the last one was in Burundi. So that's a small French-speaking place as well. Now they're going to be in Congo, the Republic of Congo after that. He may need your prayers over there. They may need your prayers. Congo is still kind of unstable. It's a big place, and you can get lost really in the jungle, and nobody would know that you're missing or whatever, you know. He goes to some of those places that are quite dangerous sometimes. We have to remember him in our prayers. So Daniel Harper still got his own job. His boss allowed him to take a little time off, and that was kind of nice. But we hope to use Mr. Harper in the future in Africa. He's really good with kids. I was able to spend some time with him and his wife a few years back when we were in Africa, and I had some of the camps in Cameroon and in Togo, I believe. And they are really great with the people there. They really have the talent for that. You know, not everybody is good for Africa. Africa scares me, frankly. I've been there, you know, several times, but it's not my forte. I'd rather go somewhere else. I really enjoy the brethren there. They're just inspiring. They really have little, but you know, it's inspiring to see them. But it's a very difficult place. Africa is very difficult in most countries. So hopefully we can use him in the future. Maybe we can have your prayers. Don't tell him I said that, but I think he's interested anyway. You know, he's kind of a time in his life when he's ready for a career change. So we really need some new blood. We need some new people to take care of those things in the French work. We're getting older. I'm getting older. Mr. Meeker is getting older. So it's kind of nice if we can have some younger people take care of those things. So they're going to be in Togo as well. Togo is basically all right now. It was very unstable last year. They had a coup, and then it's like I said, it's fairly stable right now. So I think they'll be in Togo and Ivory Coast. And then after that, Mr. Harper will go back home, and Mr. Meeker will keep going with that. But anyway, he needs our prayers, and especially for protection. In those places, you're scared of the police. Let's face it, a lot of times they're just there. They want to make some extra money, so they stop you on the side and ask you all kinds of questions, try to find something wrong, and so that's the way it goes over there. So anyway, so that's about the news about the French work here for now. I've been working on Discern, our magazine, so it's going out in French as well, and it's really exciting. I think this magazine, Discern, as far as I'm concerned, is the best magazine we've put out so far. I mean, it's better than The Plain Truth. It's better than, you know, what we had afterwards. And it's really excellent, and it's quite exciting to have that in French coming out. So I hope you read those articles, and they're very fine, and it's a very good magazine. So, well, apart from that, I didn't have much of anything else. I may require a little water if you can. I've had to struggle with my allergies lately, so if in the middle of the sermon I have to stop for 5 minutes or whatever, just take a break. You know, if somebody can give me a glass of water, I may need it. So that will not stop me from speaking, but I may have to take a little break, and you may enjoy it along the way anyway. So, well, have you heard about the Italian cookies? Italian, that's just before the sermon. I figured you probably want to have a little humor before we get started. An elderly Italian man lay dying in his bed. While suffering the agonies of impending death, he suddenly smelled the aroma of his favorite Italian anisette sprinkled cookies wafting up the stairs. Gathering